They're more than just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian.
Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912757.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he's considering going to Alabama to campaign for Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore. He's accused of sexual misconduct by women when they were in their teens, something Moore denies, telling the Alabama Cable Network.
You have to understand, I was deputy district attorney, then the circuit judge. I go by the law.
The president says the Democrat in the race, Doug Jones, is soft on crime. He says,
I feel like my record speaks for itself, and I don't have to have the president or anyone else to talk about it or try to label it.
Jones is a former federal prosecutor. Eight American sailors have been rescued, with three missing after a crash in the Philippine Sea.
U.S. defense officials tell Fox the crash happened while flying from Japan to the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan at sea. Early indications point to an engine failure as the cause. The eight recovered are in good condition, according to the Navy.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. God appreciates our gratitude. The Bible tells us that one day 10 men with the incurable skin disease of leprosy begged Jesus to heal them. Jesus told them to go and show themselves to the priests who could examine them and pronounce them cured. As they went, they were miraculously cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, "Praise God!" He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Sadly, only one of the former lepers came back to thank God. Fortunately for us, we have a national holiday set aside to thank God. Most of us even have the day off. So what if this Thanksgiving we thank God like the man who came back? God appreciates our gratitude, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Here's your updated holiday week forecast for today. Big travel day. Should be a great day with lots of sunshine, high temperature in the middle 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, still chilly, overnight low 41. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, a mostly sunny, cool holiday, but a nice day with a high temperature in the lower 60s, low tomorrow night around 40. On Black Friday, more sunshine, comfortable, high 65, good shopping weather. Iron Bowl Saturday, highs in the upper 60s, mostly sunny. How about a kickoff temperature in Auburn right around 65? On Saturday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes all the time. 10-day forecast, hourly forecast, current conditions, and more. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is the moment we've been training for. This is why we got into this business in the first place. To give our customers the service and satisfaction they've only dreamt of. This is our Iron Bowl. And thanks to Thompson Cat, we've got the iron to succeed. We've got the excavators to dig deep, dozers to move dirt, and loaders to do the heavy lifting. This job site's not gonna know what hit it. You put in the practice. Now go out there and get the job done right.
Thompson Cat is a proud sponsor of Auburn and Alabama football. Good luck to both teams at the Iron Bowl. We're also proud to support Small Business Saturday. Check out the Thompson Cat Rental Store today and get the tools your small business needs. Choose from a full line of new and used equipment ready to rent, buy, or lease. Thompson Cat, we've got what it takes.
And now for something completely different.
Live from the luxurious broadcast studios of News Talk 93.1 WACV, it's News and Views, the River Region's conversational radio show.
Oh, no. Not again.
Have your comments ready and call 272-9228. That's 272-9228.
Come on, you gotta be kidding me.
Now, here they are, the Grand Mufti of Talk Radio, Baron Coleman, and handsome Jack Campbell.
Garland on 107.1 The Vault. Not enough AC/DC deep cuts. Everybody's a programmer in their heart. I would love to turn it on and hear a little Who Made Who on 107.1 The Vault. They may have played it. I don't listen 24 hours a day, admittedly. But
well, they probably appreciate you telling them how to run their station as much as you appreciate people telling you how to run your show.
Noted. Duly noted. That voice you hear is the luxurious, sultry, silky, smooth voice of the one and only 84.
How you doing?
Taking the shoes of Jack Campbell. And as Jack Campbell is... Clay was late this morning. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228.
Well, you got, if you're going to play the role, you got to take it seriously. You got to get in character.
You certainly did. You certainly did.
So I lopped off one of my feet this morning and stumbled up the stairs and came in late.
Oh, my God. You played it perfectly, 84. You played it absolutely perfectly. We have a news superstar on the radio with us. You want to talk to a news superstar? Just last night on Fox News, this next person was on the news talking about Lois Lerner not wanting to make her testimony public.
Is this one of my favorite people in the world?
One of your favorite people on earth.
Is it that one?
It is that one.
Yay! It's that one.
Hey
guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I wanted to actually just call in and say happy Thanksgiving and make it really quick before the top of the hour. But since you are just kind of, this is like a Friday today. Anything goes.
That's correct.
I just wanted to go ahead and let you guys know what's happening with Lois Lerner.
Yeah, please
do. Is the bad guy at the IRS who was really behind a lot of the targeting that was going on. She was in cahoots with a lot of people trying to target conservatives, and the IRS has admitted that, yes, indeed, they did, but she does not want her testimony unsealed. She wants it sealed forever and ever. She is afraid that she and her family and Holly Paz, another lady that worked with her, they're getting death threats. And so, first of all, you all remember back in 2013, when she sat before Congress and said, I did nothing wrong. I broke no laws. Right. I did not break any IRS rules. So if that's the case, then I don't see there's anything wrong with her testimony.
I don't either. What's the problem? What is the... What do you think is the real problem? She did break laws?
Actually, we know that we have evidence that she did release confidential taxpayer information to people outside the agency from her private email account. And the law says every time you do that, it's up to 5 years in prison or $5,000 fine. So
I'll take the fine.
I still would like to see her in an orange jumpsuit. Oof. But if she, you know, if she really did nothing wrong, then there should be nothing in her testimony that would cause her to have death threats. I have a theory, though. I wonder if these death threats are not coming from the left, because not only was the IRS involved in this, but the Department of Justice, the Federal Election Commission, there's a lot of people who don't want the truth to come out. So maybe she ratted out some people in this testimony, and I just wonder, could these death threats be from people from the left?
Wow.
I didn't even think about that.
That they're like, you better not let anything out because, you know, they want to keep it a big secret, but she is a public service.
Yeah, she'll get Clinton. Servant. The Clinton crime family could take her out.
Oh, right. Yeah, she may end up with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the back of her head.
Twice. And then throw herself off a river after she zipped herself up in a duffel bag.
Right.
Ruled a suicide by the local medical examiner who very much wants to go home tonight.
Right. So we'll see what happens with this. But she's a public servant, and, you know, she worked for the administration that was supposed to be the most transparent. She needs to allow the people that she serves to see her testimony. And, you know, the other thing I mentioned on Martha McCallum's show last night is the IRS has admitted wrongdoing. And as a matter of fact, they had a multi-million dollar payout to organizations that they have wronged, and that's our taxpayer money using to pay off these people. we have a right as taxpayers to know what her testimony is that caused, you know, that huge amount of money to go out.
That's right.
I think so.
And I think that's similar to the thing Barron was talking about earlier. I mean, we have the right to know that our tax dollars are going to pay off people that were sexually harassed by mm-hmm. congressmen.
Exactly. We need to know who those people are. And, it's killing me every time I turn on the TV and it's Roy Moore this, Roy Moore that. And it's getting so out of perspective. People need to remember this was 40 years ago. It is not like what we're seeing with Weinstein and Conyers and all these people coming out, that these things happen now. You know, it's just totally different. But anyway, there's so much to talk about on the radio. You guys are going to have a great show today, I know.
Well, I mean, we always do.
Especially when I'm in here, Becky.
I mean,
I know. My back
gets
really
a little sore from toting Barron around, but
I know.
You know, I'm a big boy. I can handle it.
Yep. Well, you're doing a great job, and welcome to the show, even though you were a little bit late.
He
told me why, and I forgave him.
Yeah.
It was a legitimate reason to be late.
Cutting off your foot, that was interesting. You may need to tell that story later.
tell Eric hello and happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and I'm thankful that I have met Becky Gerritsen and gotten to know you.
I am too. Well, and I consider the same thing. And let me just give you a plug for the great company that you work for. They replaced two air conditioning units and the furnace. It's all working great. And I think of you often when we're adjusting our temperatures.
How about that? Free plug Friday. Or free plug
That's
Wednesday.
Right.
Don't say
right.
that.
Well, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.
All right.
You too, Becky. Give Eric my
love
as well.
Y'all.
All right.
I sure will. Okay. Bye-bye.
272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. We got time for more people in the first segment of the second hour of News and Views on
Wednesday.
Let's
go to Joe.
Joe!
Hey there.
How about it?
Friday, you were talking about the LoveGov, and I remembered a song and had to look it up later, but back in 40, 50 years ago, a group named the Georgia Satellites had a song named Keep Your Hands to Yourself. I just thought that'd make a good bumper music sometime.
I'll put that in the queue. How about that?
Don't hand me no lines.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good day.
All right, appreciate
Thanks,
it, Joe.
Joe.
That didn't take too long. Ken.
Hey, guys.
How about it?
Hey, Dr. Ken.
Hey, Barron is 84. The fill-in fella who ran his truck in the ditch just so he wouldn't have to come, but the wrecker pulled it out too quickly.
And so he had to come in?
Yeah.
I don't know. He gave me some song and dance. I don't know if it was true or not, but he told me something about something. The excuse he gave, if true, was legitimate.
My alarm clock didn't go off this morning, Dr. Ken.
likely story. it reminded me, though, of a classmate of mine, a med school classmate of mine, who was running for the board of trustees of the AMA. He was on an important council, and he had a good campaign going before he fouled it up. And Dee went and got herself a severely sprained ankle out exercising just a day or two before we were to go to Chicago. And I told her that I saw her out there jumping up and down sideways on the curb until she finally got it swollen up enough so she could beg off and not have to go and campaign for him. I thought maybe you had flattened one of your tires or run your car into the ditch.
Well, again, I will accept his excuse at face value. I did not say I believed it. I said I accepted it. And if his excuse was valid, then he's okay.
Good to hear from Ms. Gerritsen. She must remember, though, that Ms. Lerner's boss was the fellow who assured us on national TV there was not a smidgen of evidence against the IRS for any improper activity.
That's
and
true.
If you believe that, you know, the rest of the story.
Well, if that's the truth, then let the testimony out.
Sure.
Because what would be in it?
As usual, Becky is exactly right. and spot on in her attitude and her beliefs. And Baron, you've heard me say for months now, quite a few months, that the public, the voting public, finally got tired of being lied to. And I think Lois Lerner and Barack Obama are prime examples. And it's the one area where the current president needs to be very careful. I don't think he's basically a deceitful person, but you spend too much time with your thumbs on the Twitter board, and sooner or later somebody's going to make a big deal out of something that you posted or you published.
Well, and I agree with you. I mean, I like what he does on Twitter. But, you know, if he, there are times I wish he would pull it back a little bit.
But here's the other side of that, though, Baron. You're talking about transparency. How more transparent can you be than Donald Trump? It doesn't mean that you're 100% correct 100% of the time, that you like 100% of every single thing that he does, but you at least get the feeling that you know exactly what he's thinking. And you think, well, he's thinking crazy right now, or he's, you know, doing this right, or he's doing this wrong.
But I understand.
This is more transparent than anything we've ever had, I believe.
Oh, I guarantee you that.
I agree. I do not disagree with that, but it's just like Sean Hannity has said. They have people sifting through and combing through everything you say and everything you publish and everything you tweet, and they only have to find one or two. You know, you can publish 99 that are appreciated by your adoring public, but the opposition only has to find one or two things to hang their hat on and to eventually crucify you on.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's the reason I wish the gentleman would be more careful. But I still will take him on a crutch compared to the alternative, and I will sure as hell take Melania to Slick Willie for the spouse.
She's certainly better looking. Thanks. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228.
First dude, Bill.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine? Holy mackerel. I do want to make a quick announcement. A lot of people are gearing up for the holiday season. You're always looking for a soundtrack to your life. You could do a lot worse than putting on the Miles Davis album, Kind of Blue, and just letting it play front to back in the background for about an hour. And the best song on the album, the absolute best song, the song called Blue in Green. It is the pinnacle of Miles Davis. So as you make your way through this Wednesday before Thanksgiving, let this kind of be a soundtrack for you. We'll be back in just a minute.
It concerns your community. You'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing.
Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
I gotta tell you something. I'm sure the fault is on both your side because you don't seem to value 15 months of being in her grill.
Hi, I'm David Woods here, reminding you that every day is Judgment Day on WCOV Fox 20. Courtroom action starts at 11 a.m. with our all-new three-judge show, Hot Bench.
Why don't you tell me, when did this happen? What happened? We know the end result.
Then at noon, streetwise Judge Mathis hands down wisdom and justice.
What do you think? I'm naive to the game?
Her. Ma'am, you have not one agreement with her. Have a good day. Your claim is dismissed.
At 1 o'clock, it's time to check your attitude at the door when you enter the People's Court with Judge Milan.
Why is it so hard to understand? At some point, you got to put your big girl pants on. Why can't you get your act together?
Every day is Judgment Day for the WCOV Fox 20 Court Block. Weekdays from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Thank you for watching.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. You know, holiday bacon is right around the corner. If you need pecans for your sweet potato pie or your dressing, cranberries, we've got them at Tucker Pecan. Or if you just need something to snack on, we've got those, and they're all new crop, fresh, off-the-tree harvested pecans. We've got those in stock. And you know what? If you don't need pecans right now, you just want to start doing your Christmas shopping early, come on down to Tucker Pecan, start picking out your Christmas gifts. We've got all kinds of great items. We've got jewelry, purses, ornaments. We've got all kinds of great local foods. You come on down to Tucker Pecan. We will get it wrapped up and get it ready for Christmas. And you know what? If you want to do your Christmas shopping for your clients and customers and send them candy and pecans, things like that, to show them how much you appreciate their business, all you got to do is call us or email us a list, and we will take care of the rest at Tucker Pecan Company.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
And we go a little something like this. Hit it. All right, nigga. Come on.
So we went AC/DC, Miles Davis, Phone Loco.
Well, see, I knew this was Dick Brubaker's favorite song, is why I asked you to play it for him.
That is a true fact. Everyone in town knows this is Duke Brubaker's favorite song. He's a big Tone Loc fan.
Oh, yeah.
Posters in the room,
he's
the whole nine
yards.
He's
got a tattoo on his left arm.
It says Funky Cold Medina.
Yeah.
That's right. And Wild Thing on the other arm. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. It's 27 minutes after 10 o'clock. Before we get to Senator Brubaker and other calls, on hold at 272-9228, let me tell you about my friends over at Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm. There's no reason you're not sleeping on an adjustable base this weekend. Because at Mattress Firm, they have adjustable bases.
What are they like? $500?
They're normally $1,198.
So they got them on, they're like half price. You can get them for $575.
And that would be a good price.
Great price.
A better price is free. You go in right now, you spend $500 on a mattress. Any mattress in store, spend $500 on a mattress, they throw in the adjustable base. Go by and see. You go three locations in the River Region. You can check out whether I'm telling you the truth. $1,198 value thrown in for free.
So if I go to East Chase.
Yes.
That Mattress Firm there in East Chase.
And the one on the boulevard in front of Lowe's.
They're going to give me. What about the one in Prattville?
Cobbsford Road in Prattville. Free adjustable base with every $500.
You've got to be kidding
me. I'm telling you, that's the way it is. And they have next day delivery on most mattresses. Go buy Mattress Firm, where you can save money and sleep happy. Senator Brubaker, you're on the air with the venerable 84.
Good morning. Well, actually, I've got one tattoo that says, get us out of the UN, and the other one says, Yankees go home. But look, you know, on the Twitter thing, I do wish, well, I like reading them. I mean, it's kind of like a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
He really should stop tweeting about foreign policy, especially where North Korea is concerned. It does make me nervous to see the President of the United States, you know, just constantly digging at a guy who's got a little red button of his own, who's clearly crazy.
Yeah, but his may not be reliable, though.
They're not reliable against us, but he could surely blow Tokyo off the map.
Yeah.
I can't remember where in Japan the 7th Fleet is based. He could probably blow that up.
Well, that's true. Now, listen, it's Okinawa? Is that where it is?
No, it's not in Okinawa. We still have one big base in Japan somewhere.
Oh.
And we've got, we've got 50,000 U.S. troops in South Korea. That, you know, he could probably hit those guys.
I just have a feeling he knows something we don't on a lot of this stuff. And he's confident that he can say whatever he wants because he knows nothing's going to happen. That's my hope. Yeah.
But you know, you will appreciate this. I was talking to a very experienced legislator yesterday. And he came out to the dealership and we were talking. And this subject came up. And he laughed and he said, the only two people in the world who can get away with saying absolutely anything, and it doesn't cost them anything politically, are Alvin Holmes and Donald Trump.
That's not too far from accurate right there.
That is absolutely accurate. I mean, if anybody else said half the thing those two guys have said on the record, oh, it would be so over for them. I mean, they'd never be able to show themselves in politics again, but for some reason, those two guys can say whatever they want. It must be really great.
You know,
Senator Brubaker, I don't think you seem to have much of a problem biting your tongue, though.
I mean, you came out and you were quoted in the paper today.
You're more decent and make more sense than they do, but I don't see you holding back a whole lot.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. The good thing about living in Montgomery and making your living in a way besides politics is I made up my mind the first time I got elected to office was to never give too much of a damn about being reelected, because the only way to have any fun in the legislature is to not be hag-ridden about what everybody thinks about everything you do. And if you think you're doing the right thing, you will enjoy being a legislator. The guys I see up there, they're always wringing their hands and taking their blood pressure medicine and their nitroglycerin pills are the guys that are so worried about being reelected all the time. If you don't like what I do in public office, kick me out. But I'm not going to sneak around or say I believe things I don't believe over, I mean, let's face it. Being elected to the Alabama legislature is the single A baseball of politics. It's like being the king of Jackass Island. It's not that big a deal.
Hey, you ought to talk. You ought to lead the retreat next year.
Well, I'm just telling you, you can't take yourself that seriously.
We're having a Republican caucus treat for the Senate, and the host speaker this year will be Senator Dick Brubaker. The theme, the king of Jackass Island.
That's right. Well, and any read of any newspaper during the session proves what I say is true.
That's true. That's
I mean, and so you just, but if you approach it by just doing what you think is right and saying what you want to say, then not only does it irritate all the right people, you can have a lot of fun being in the legislature.
Hey, it's getting things. How's your family doing right now, Dick?
It's kind of a rough Thanksgiving for us.
Yeah.
But we are hanging in there.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
But it's everybody's here, and the good thing is all 13 of the my kids and all my brother and sister's kids, all 13 of the cousins will be in town. And so it will be a happy, loud Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for.
You do indeed. We're thinking of you, buddy.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Right. Y'all have a good day.
Seriously.
Have a good Thanksgiving, Sinister.
Frunk.
Man, I'll never forget the first time I was going through Lake Martin and I saw Dick Brubaker on the end of his pier. Dancing to the Funky Cold Medina.
Oh, Funky Cold Medina. Woo! I was looking for the jump button.
Oh, no. No, I don't have to be jump button.
You gave old Baron a heart attack the way you pronounced Funky.
Was he breakdancing where he spins around on his head?
Yeah, he had chains around his neck and everything. It was a sight to behold.
He's so gangster.
Get the UN out, yeah. But you're kind of hitting a broad spectrum on the music scene today, aren't you, there, Chief?
Got a little Frank Sinatra coming up, Little Green Apples.
Oh, that's right. That'll do it. Yeah. 84.
Yes, sir.
You didn't have any work today, buddy.
I had a little bit this morning. Not a little bit this afternoon. Yeah, come bail my buddy out. Sit in for
that's
Jack.
That's right.
Well, Baron went from a co-pilot on a Southwest Camel to a F-22 pilot when he got you in there.
Ooh.
Thank you, sir.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, I'm going to pull a Baron. You can call back every day that I'm here.
We need more compliments
three
on the
times
hotline.
An hour.
That's it. Main thing was, I just want to tell y'all happy Thanksgiving and have a good one. This is going to be my first one ever that my daughter wasn't, since she was born, and she wasn't with me.
Oh man.
Yeah. It'd be all right. They got to fly the coop sometime. Anyhow, y'all have a good one.
Yes, sir.
Be safe.
Likewise.
Y'all take care. All right.
We'll see you, Frank.
Hollis, comma, Charles H., period.
Trombone.
Why you took so long to put me on air?
Because I had two people that called before you. I try to take them in order most days.
You try.
Yeah. There are very few people I take out of order.
The last time I called in, I made some comments about the color boy, Johnny. And y'all went,
Charles.
Now, I see where the Alabama Education Association has given him $15,000 for his campaign.
That is peanuts to the Alabama Education Association.
My question to
they
the
could give him $115,000 and it wouldn't hurt him.
My question to the Alabama Education Association is, why would you give a family destroyer money for his or her campaign?
Charles, you gotta lay off John. I mean,
no, I don't have to. No, I don't.
I know, but
no, I don't either.
Golly.
He doesn't have to live with the women he got a child with.
Charles.
Yes. What? Why are you calling my name out?
Because
what?
Do you have a problem with what he does in office?
I have a problem, yes. You should, too.
I don't know. I mean, as far as Democrats go, he's fairly reasonable. I mean, there's going to be a Democrat represents District 26.
Regardless.
The question is, do you want someone reasonable who knows the game and the system and is friends of friends, or do you
he's
want somebody
starter.
Who's...
He, He's a family destroyer.
But he doesn't legislate that way.
No district needs a family destroyer.
Oh, God. All right, Charles.
Anyway.
Appreciate it.
Trump on.
Whew, he hates John Knight. I think John Knight ran over his dog when he was a kid.
I'm starting to get that feeling.
Gosh.
That he just really doesn't like the man.
I mean, it's personal between them.
But what do you do, though, Baron, when you got an elected representative that you don't like? What do?
You vote against him.
No.
Well,
You Trump on.
Okay. Well, my thing is, you're going to have a vote. You can go in there and vote for one of those other guys.
And lose.
But John Knight's going to win. In all likelihood, and holy mackerel, so personal with him. He doesn't talk ugly like that about everybody.
I hope not.
Hollis, Charles H. I got to get you in a room with John Knight and get that stuff worked out. He's sorry for running over your puppy dog when y'all were in fifth grade, I promise.
I love Charles Hollis.
I do, too.
He is a fun cat.
He'll tighten up. Got to tighten up those calls, Hollis.
Hey, Hollis, come drink a Budweiser with me at Baumhauer's tonight now.
We'll be back. And see the morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say God didn't make little green apples, it don't rain.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
College football programs know the importance of recruiting. If they want to compete at the highest level, they need to bring on the best talent. People who have the skills and drive to be a success. The same is true in business. Recruiting is vital. And with ZipRecruiter, you'll have a smarter and simpler way to assemble your own winning team. With just one click, you can post your job to over 100 job boards. Then ZipRecruiter's matching technology identifies relevant talent fast. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 24 hours. And your ZipRecruiter dashboard helps keep everything in one place, so it's easy to review and rank the candidates with the best experience. You'll be building a powerhouse program in no time. Choose the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter, proud hiring partner of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
For your free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama. ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama. Once again, for a free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Holidays. Dylan Rings would like to help you celebrate your holiday with your family your way. When you make a $1,000 purchase with financing at zero interest, we'll give you $150 back on your first statement. And because it's the gift-giving time of year, we want to give you a gift. Get an Orca cooler with your $1,000 purchase from us to you as our way of saying Merry Christmas. Experience the Created by Josh difference. Dylan Rings, just off Atlanta Highway, across from Walgreens.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284.
334-799-1284. Or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your updated holiday week forecast for today. Big travel day. Should be a great day with lots of sunshine, high temperature in the middle 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, still chilly, overnight low 41. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, a mostly sunny, cool holiday, but a nice day with a high temperature in the lower 60s, low tomorrow night around 40. On Black Friday, more sunshine, comfortable, high 65, good shopping weather. Iron Bowl Saturday, highs in the upper 60s, mostly sunny. How about a kickoff temperature in Auburn right around 65? On Saturday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes all the time. 10-day forecast, hourly forecast, current conditions, and more. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Blue Haven Pools can show you how you can own a new smart pool. A smart pool is virtually maintenance-free and will save you money. Call Blue Haven Pools today, 277-3100.
I could have listened to him for like 20 years straight. He's got the perfect, perfect rock and roll voice. My friends, if you don't want the perfect rock and roll voice, but you want the perfect mortgage lending solution, get in touch with Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. But Baron, it's the day before Thanksgiving. I can't call today. She's going to be at 567-4223. But Baron, I'm on the road. I'm traveling. I'm stuck in a car. Hey, ALAHomeMortgage.com, the perfect companion to your road trip. If you're traveling, if you're one of the 50.9 million Americans traveling on the busiest travel day of the year, pull open that smartphone, go to ALAHomeMortgage.com. My guess is your application will save you all the costs of this trip and probably enough to make that trip every month for the next 10 or 15 years.
And if you do refinance, you're going to skip 2 months of payments, and that'll pay for Christmas.
Perfect time of the year to refinance. You cannot find, there's not a single person right now that hadn't refinanced in the last couple of years, 18 months or so, that has any excuse not to pick up the phone and call her at 567-4223 or pick up your smartphone, your iPad, or your computer and get on the website, ALAHomeMortgage.com, ALAHomeMortgage.com. And fill out that application on the Blink link. Her NMLS number 1586368.
Is she an equal housing lender? She is, okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Otherwise, she wouldn't be in business because...
Why do they have to say that? Is there anybody that's like, no, I'm not an equal housing lender?
Well, why do you have to say... because you wouldn't be in business. Why do you have to say this if you advertise legally?
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You say that just because you'd like to hear Jay Scott's voice.
Why, when certain professions get on there, you have to give their license number, and there's nowhere you can go search to find their license number? So they give a license number, but you can't verify it.
Yeah, 98093.
See what I'm saying? But there's no database where I can go look at, what is it, 9 what?
98093.
98093.
Yeah.
There's nowhere I can go and look at that. I can't find that anywhere.
02890.
I don't know what all that means.
That's another one of my license numbers.
You got too many license numbers.
I know. Well, that's government for you. You got to have a damn license to do anything anymore.
Pretty much. Hey, but it keeps prices high, right?
Well, now what it does, it gives jacklegs the opportunity to come in and undercut your prices when you have to pay for all that crap.
Oh, I see. And they don't?
It doesn't inflate prices. You have to increase your prices, because when I have to take 14 working hours out of every year to get continuing education, mm-hmm. or actually it's more than that, I could do 18 total. You know, that's got to be absorbed into our overhead. And so that necessarily inflates. It's like having business license instead of running around in a, you know, S10 pickup truck with no signs on it and doing work. You know, all that stuff costs, and it has to be passed on to the consumer, mm-hmm. which, same thing as corporate taxes, in my opinion, is always passed down to the lowest denominator.
Yeah.
And so it really gives the jacklegs a leg up, because what are they going to do? If I do something wrong, they pull my license, and I have to pay for it, $2,000 fine, so forth and so on, just for something as simple as not having my license number on an invoice.
Right. Again, a license number they can't search and, right. and verify.
Well, the state can.
Yeah.
I mean, and then jackleg goes out there. They fine him $2,000 for not having a license number. Well, he doesn't own a license. What are you going to do, suspend his license? Fine. It doesn't exist.
Right.
And I'm going to keep on going. They're not going to put you in jail over it. They just keep fining you. So anyhow, it's kind of.
I didn't mean
circular.
To bring up such a sore subject.
Well, that is right on par with the police jurisdiction with me.
Mail lady.
Hey guys, how are y'all?
Hey, mail lady.
Hey. I don't have anything significant. I just heard the worst show for Thanksgiving.
Are you driving with the top down today, mail lady?
No, I wish I was.
You sound like you're in a wind tunnel.
Hey, the first transmissions from the moon were clearer than this.
Yeah, I'm listening for a beep.
Okay, how about this?
Uh-huh. That's a little better.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say happy Turkey Day, guys. I hope y'all have a good one and enjoy your time off. And
can I ask a question? What was the change between talking from the moon and talking now? What did you do? What button did you hit?
I twerked my ear just a little bit and turned it, and now I guess my reception's better.
How do you twerk an ear? I mean, I've seen twerking before, and I've never seen it done with ears.
I've heard twerking described on Joey Clark's radio show before.
I think I missed that day. I just took you off speakerphone. That was it.
Aha! Don't call here on speakerphone, people. Now you know why I say that.
Well.
All right.
I'll get better. I'll do better.
Please. All right, thank you.
Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Likewise.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. If you're on hold, sit tight. We'll be right with you on the other side of the break. Hey, look at that. We don't have an ad to do. We can just get right in and out of this break.
And I'm on pins and needles for this next call.
I can only imagine.
Yes.
And we won't say who it is.
No.
Because if you call right now at 272-9228, you'll get in line. We'll be back. Stories easily said. Don't try turn the tables instead. You've taken lots of chances before, but I ain't gonna give any more. Don't ask me, that's how it goes. 'Cause part of me knows what you think.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Nothing is more powerful than love when it's given away, which is why when you get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to its charity partners, Meals on Wheels, the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, or the National Park Foundation. We at Montgomery Subaru are matching a donation to a charity close to our hearts, the Montgomery Food Bank.
Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details. Montgomery
Subaru. United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team who take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas, electric, or heat pump system, call for a fall tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly.
What if you need plumbing service from all your holiday company or electrical service from overloading your breaker box to too many decorations?
Clogged and slow drain pipes and breakers that keep tripping, United can handle that too.
For the number one heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we're back. Our temporary location is packed with almost $500,000 worth of mattresses, beds, pillows, adjustable bases, chests, and odd furniture pieces. Some have been exposed to smoke, but most are in sealed bags or boxes. They all have to go before we return to our permanent location. Odd box springs, floor samples, distressed items, and many one-of-a-kind bargains are drastically reduced. We have factory-fresh new inventory available for those who desire it. This is a true clearance sale with no holds or layaways, no returns or exchanges, but fantastic bargains on Serta, Simmons, Jameson, Restonic, and other great brands. Our new location is on the Atlanta Highway, inside the bypass, across from Faulkner University in the old Rudd's Furniture Store. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Great deals are also available in our Millbrook store. Financing and delivery are available. All sales limited to available stock, so hurry for the best selection during Mr. Sandman's After the Fire Sale at 5240 Atlanta Highway.
If closing a deal fires you up, if you are hungry for the next sale, if you love the art of the deal, we want to talk to you. Blue Water Broadcasting, the most listened to radio group in Montgomery, is looking for experienced sales professionals. We are interviewing fired up people now. If you believe in yourself and you are goal-oriented, we want to talk to you about this exceptional opportunity. Send your resume to jobs@bluewaterbroadcasting.com. Blue Water Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman for my friends Pam and Roxanne, owners of Pet Partners, and they have solutions for your pet containment needs. And whether you need work on your old pet containment system or you need a new underground fence, give Pam and Roxanne a call at Pet Partners 365-5678. Pam and Roxanne at Pet Partners use no shortcuts. They install only the best wire, and they have customers with the same wire for 25 years to prove it. Pam and Roxanne over at Pet Partners, because Pet Partners has solutions. 365-5678.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a curve in the highway just south of town, where a man is pulled over to figure life out, with only his conscience and the lonesome sound of diesels winding up green.
All right, you know how when Jack's on, you can tell which songs he picks? You know how you can kind of tell?
She's starting to show.
It sounds like a gay club rock from the mid-80s. It's probably a Jack song. I figured out.
Wanted how life got this
I can
way.
Tell when Clay picks the song. If you've never heard of Radney Foster either, you're a lot like me.
You have. You've heard. He had like three big mid 90s country hits. Hammer and Nails is probably, I think, was his biggest.
Never
one.
Heard of it.
You have heard it. You have heard it. All right, next hour, all Radney Foster.
Yeah, okay, sure.
That's one of those CDs you can put on and you can listen to it from front to back. He did that PBS deal. I can't remember the name. It's a music thing that they do where it's
Nobody
just,
Wins? Is this Nobody Wins?
Nobody Wins and all that stuff.
Yeah, I
just
know that
call
song.
Me Lonesome. Yeah, I know
the song Nobody Wins. I don't know the rest of them.
But he did one with Lyle Lovett and Roy Orbison. Yeah. And it was one of the most magnificent music shows I've ever seen. It was about 2 hours. They just jammed together. He's a very obscure, out there talent, but he's very talented.
Bowling Hall Holt the Fourth.
Bo Holt.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bo.
Now, whenever Clay's over at my house, he always commandeers the Amazon Alexa, or the Echo, rather, and tries to make it play like Tone Loc and all sorts of, you know.
I'm on each end of the spectrum.
I got Tone Loc today, and
it's
I got Randy
George
Foster.
Strait. George Strait or Run DMC.
I am strongly reconsidering my policy of letting guests pick a song each hour.
Well, the funny thing is trying to watch him communicate with the Echo, and you know, it's,
Alexa.
Yeah.
Alexa don't know how to talk.
Yeah, well, that's Alexa doesn't think he knows how to talk, and he doesn't think you know that she knows how to talk. But it's rather amusing. But no, I don't have much anything to contribute today other than just wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
You and Lisa too, Bo.
Well, thank you. I'm
thankful that I met you and actually met you through the radio, and you've become a very, very dear friend of mine.
And same to you. And, Baron, that was directed at you as well.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, Bo.
But y'all are having a good show. Keep it up.
Thank All right, you, buddy.
See you later.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Just have a short period of time. John DeVoe.
Hey, Baron, how you doing?
Good, John.
Hey, Jack, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Well, listen, happy holiday season to you all and to the entire listening audience.
Back at you there, John DeVoe.
You know, in Florida, you have to get a license, city license, to have a yard sale in your own yard. And listen, if you put those yard sale signs anywhere in the city of Pampa and you hadn't got your city permit to have a yard sale, listen, they'll put you in jail over them signs.
Well, see, and that's what the citizens of the great city of Prattville, that's where they missed their chance. They should have elected John DeVoe as mayor, and you'd have done away with those silly ordinances to have a license to have a yard sale, wouldn't you, John?
You got to have a permit to have a political sign, too. Thanks for your call, John. hello?
Hello.
I'm sorry. I'm having a weak connection. Who's this?
This is your mother.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. What did you say?
This is your mother.
Hey, you know what? She's my new Facebook friend.
Well,
I know. Just says, and you know, I didn't know who you were at first because I always
you didn't recognize me by my picture?
No, I did. I actually have seen you before in a picture, and okay. I recognized when I saw it. Baron said your name to me before, so. But when it just came up, I thought, oh, gosh, some strange man wants to friend me.
Well, the truth is, the truth hurts sometimes.
At least the F word was friend there.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you, I can't believe you don't know who Rodney Foster is.
I know the song Nobody Wins. I looked up some songs of his, and that's clearly the most popular song. And
anyway, back in the early 90s,